Today's learning spiel and initials time. Lucha Missionary, Moshe Neil, Rivka Bas Moshe, Israel. Everybody, 1 second. It's on this sleeve. Everybody, please. This share is sponsored by these guys. Lease right. That's what it says. Oh, there you go. The Nishmas. I forgot where we're up to. Climb Lucha Missionary, Moshe Neil, Rivka Bas Moshe, Israel. Yisrael Nachem, Rav Moshe, Yisrael, 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 So we're holding, we're starting a new topic over here. We're holding a siman Resh Tez Zayin, and it's a little bit of a longer siman. And we're going to cover everything that has to do with Brechas Hareach, the bracha of smell. Okay, and a little bit, some of it is a little bit complicated, how we differentiate from different things. And some of the items listed over here, we'll do our best to try to figure out what they are. And bear with me as we make it through the siman, and then hopefully by the end we'll have a little bit of an idea of what we're supposed to do. Says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Asa lehones me'reach toiv, you're not allowed to have a noah from a good smell, ad sheyivarech koidim sheyireach, until you make a bracha beforehand. Now, we're going to have to get into later what is it. Right now the Mechaber gave a very, very broad statement, anything that smells good. So it seems that it would be, if I smelled a good perfume, I should also have to make a bracha, but that does not seem to be the case. So we're going to have to bear in mind as to what was the metzias then, what's the metzias now, really what does the bracha of Birch Sareach apply to, but hopefully by the time we get to the siman, we'll have a clarity in that. I just didn't want anyone to run out, and if you opened up a bottle of aftershave or perfume, and he said, oh, we just learned in the shir today that if you make that you have to make a bracha on a reyach tov, don't make a bracha on your cologne or on your aftershave, even if you like the smell. So you have to make a bracha beforehand. Ava la'achrav, afterwards, ein sarach levar klum. There is no bracha achreina after the birchas hareach. So let's see the Mishabura on this. Asa lahanes. K'moish asa lahanes b'chilu shtiyat shivarach. Just like there's an iser to make, to have enough from any food or drink, right, without making a bracha, also handles without a bracha, okay? Just like that, you also have to make a bracha on the smell. Although this is not a direct limud from the pasuk, because ultimately the bracha on as all the brachas on hand are the rabbanon, so you can't learn it out from a pasuk. But they made an asmach on a pasuk. The pasuk says a pasuk we say every single morning by shachris, twice, one after another. The ksiv koil on the neshama tahalel ka, all the neshama should praise Hashem. The mashma the sha'af on the neshama tahalel al nasa. Even if something's not a physical pleasure to you, but it's only your neshama is having an ar. And we spoke about this a little earlier. The Rav spoke about it at length. Why the neshama has an ar from reyach? Reyach was the one thing, one sense, one of the five senses that Adam Arishan did not include in his avera. When Adam sinned with the Eitz Hadas, it seems also that the Klal Yisrael, when they did the Avera of the Egel, they also did not have Henah from the Reach. That's not one of the listed items that they did. All the other senses are included. So the Neshama has Henah from our smell, which is obviously why we make Bar Mina B'Samim. We smell something on Matzah Shabbos when the Neshama is leaving, the Neshama Yisera is leaving us. What is something that the Neshama only has the Noah from? It's a smell. So Mishabura tells us, don't get worried. The Mechaber is going to teach us what this bracha is, or actually various different brachas that we make on smell, starting in Sif Beis. Kodem Shiriach, before you smell. What is, why before? The Inan Ayb L'Asiyah, as with all brachas, we make the bracha prior to doing the action. K'moy b'achilu sh'amitzvahs, just like by eating and all other mitzvahs, you have to make the bracha beforehand. Kosra achroinim, the im shachach, if you forgot, the hereach b'loy bracha, and you didn't make a bracha, the niskal achesh she'gom amalariach, you're no longer smelling, you're done. Hifsid brachasa, you're done. K'may b'achila, just by eating. La'acha she'gama me'lecha, she'hifsid brachasa yashayna. Once you finish eating, you can no longer make the bracha. So if you're smelling something that is mechuyim in a bracha, and then you realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to make a bracha, and you still plan on smelling more, so then obviously you can make the bracha on the future. And as we said in the past, what you're going to smell, and on the future, so in the past, since there is maybe a shita that holds that you can make the bracha afterwards, you should have in mind that I want to be yotze what I already smelled already. But if you're not smelling anymore, of course, you cannot make a bracha. As we already explained. Okay? Now, one interesting thing that he does bring down over here is that, which is, I guess, more applicable in the recent years, is if you're not sure if something smells, or alternatively, if you're not sure if you can smell. So a lot of people during COVID lost their sense of smell. And I hear that COVID is going around pretty heavily. So please, feel free to get tested and then come to shul. We've changed our policy. But the people lose their sense of smell. So you have something and you're not sure if it smells or not. Now, if you make a bracha and then it turns out it doesn't smell, you made a bracha levatala. If you can't smell and you make the bracha, then you also potentially made a bracha levatala. So therefore, they do bring down that that you are allowed to smell to see if it smells good, and then make the bracha and then smell again if you could smell or if the item does smell good. Because there otherwise any you have no choice over there. You can't make it totally overly asiyasin over there, because if it turns out that it doesn't smell good, then you're going to be over bracha levatala. We said afterwards, you don't have to make a bracha. Did not make a takana that we should have a bracha achrayna by smell, only by eating and drinking. Because it's only a small anah, as though there is anah, and therefore they said you have to make a bracha beforehand, because us and smell was ever leave bracha, but bracha chayne they were not masakin. Kasa paiskim hoyle fun the shtei brachas. If what happens, you have two things in front of you. Acha shel tam vacha shel reich. So very applicable. You want to smell something. You're gonna have to make a barim into a summer. Guys, give me one. Yeah, sorry about that. Someone's at the door. So if you had two things, food and reich, and you want to have both of them, so noitel tchila hamin, if you first make the bracha on the item of taste, the food that you're going to eat, and that's b'yamin, he's just reminding us, the halacha, that when you make a bracha on something, you're supposed to be holding it in your right hand. It trumps, it's more chashiv than the bracha on reich, because it actually goes into your body and sustains it. After you take the bracha on the smell and you make the bracha. Another thing is brought down the paiskim. We only made this takana that you may also that we have to make a bracha is on reich. On sound voice, you don't. Right? So let's say you're going to a concert, you're about to hear a beautiful chazan, you do not make a bracha. There is nothing to it. Okay? There's no actual mamashes to it. For washing yourself, if it doesn't go into the body at all, so there is no bracha. They do bring down a question here. If you have a unique, very delicious smell that you haven't had in a long time, can you make a shechiyanu? There's a machlokes in the paiskin. Our minig is not to make a shechiyanu on Reich. Okay, let's get started with Sif Beis. We'll at least get through part of it. Now we're going to start Sif Beis. We're going to start getting into what is the bracha on Reich, and as we'll see, there's various different brachas that are made for Reich. Our minig is, our general custom is, that on Matzah Shabbos, we make Bar Yamin B'Samim, we make the bracha Bar Yamin B'Samim, no matter which one of these types that we are smelling. So whether, as we'll see, whether it is, it's let's see, smelling hadassim versus smelling cloves would technically, on a regular day, not Matzah Shabbos, have a different bracha. However, we'll see about cloves, but let's assume they have a different bracha. However, on Matzah Shabbos, the meaning is that we always make a bar mitzvah b'samim, and the reason given is very simple, because it's a little bit complicated what bracha goes on what. Bar mitzvah b'samim, as we'll see inside, is similar to the shahakal. It's patterns any type of smell. And since on Matzah Shabbos, everybody's making bar mitzvah b'samim, the chachamim were concerned people are not baki, they're not very well versed in the halachas of the bracha on reyach. And if they start, one guy makes a bar mitzvah b'samim, another one makes a bar mitzvah b'samim, reyach tov b'peiros, another one makes bar mitzvah b'samim, they'll get confused and they'll end up making the wrong bracha on the wrong thing in a way that they're not yotze. So bar mitzvah b'samim is like shahakal for food. It's although not l'chatchila to make the wrong bracha, but bar mitzvah b'samim covers all reyach. So therefore, they were misakin, and when it comes to avdala, we all make the bar mitzvah Bisamim. Now, but over here, we're going to talk on a regular Tuesday afternoon. You want to smell something? What are the various different halachas? What are the different brachas that you make? In Zeh, if this item that the reyach is coming from that you're about to smell is eitz, is a branch or a tree, or it's from the tree, meaning that it's from a tree, but it's very soft. Then you make a bayre atzei b'samim. Okay, so that's the bracha on something from a tree. V'imhu esev, if it's a grass, mevarach bayre isvei b'samim, whom creates good smelling grasses. Let's just finish up the third bracha. Okay, we'll see. There's actually four. V'imenai loymin eitz v'loymin esev. It's not a grass and not a tree. Kamoin hamusk. We'll see in the Mishnah what that is. Mevarech bar mina b'samim. So everything that's not eitz and not grass that gets a bar mina b'samim. Okay. V'imhayu. Let's just do the fourth one already. V'imhayu pri roye l'achila. What happens if it's a fruit that you can eat? Mevarech hanoisen reyach tov b'peres. He who gives good smell into fruit. So there were four kinds of brachas. There was bayre atzei b'samim that comes from its source is from a tree type of growth. Bayre isvei b'samim is if it's grass. If it's neither of those, then it's bayre minei b'samim. If it's fruit, then it is hanoisen reyach tov b'peres. Let's see the Mishaburu. Imzeh. What is the Mechaber? He had a funny lashon. Rotzei levayer. The Mechaber is coming to explain. Ketz mevarchem alof. How do you make a bracha? Well, there comma imze. If this item is etc. Oymin eitz. Right to loyma. Af agav the lav eitz gomehi. It's not actually wood. It's not a branch. The rakech. It's soft. We call makom kibin the moitzel meitzay. Since it meitzay, since it comes out of a tree. Mevarch bar atzim. Some you make bar atzim. Some kamoi. Then we said that. Isvei, you make isvei. Then we say that musk, you make a bar mina b'samim. What is musk? V'loshen laz pizein u'b'samim zeh bo min achayi. This comes from an animal. L'fichach mevarach alav bar mina b'samim. So this comes out of an animal. What is it? V'da'ash or musk zeh yeshayrim shebo mizeyas chayi. This would come from the sweat. There was a certain sweat of a certain kind of animal that had a very good smell. V'yeshayrim halavai v'yol v'as. V'yeshayrim shebo midam shel chayi achas. A certain kind of animal, they would take the blood, shemiskabetz, it would congeal b'tzavara in its neck, v'achikach misyabish, and would dry out, and nasa b'isim would become b'samim. Ilafizar svar zoi, achroina, yeshuratzi, lasher, kaponim, losses, picatera, lahatim, berechay, esachavshul. There were those who say, diverting into a little bit of a different topic, they would ask it to put into food, the damas b'chili, and I would eat blood. Bahar b'paiskim atirim afil losses b'gederet. There's other paiskim that do allow you to put in gederet. Doesn't basa hashda b'hashda lav dami. Right now it's not dam. Ela afra ma'al mishen nois and reach toy. Now it's just sort of something that gives a good smell. It's not considered blood anymore. This is a long sugya in kashrus, right? When you have something that comes, that's an animal byproduct, but it's no longer an animal, but no longer it's completely changed. Is it us or it's not? This was a big discussion by the gelatins that were animal based on and so forth. We're not going to get into that now. But I am El Yerama, that you are allowed to use it to prima god the mishmas says zam tsad gam ken yesh lisma for the ram lahakol after khatkhila bi yesh shishim connect the tashul over has shishim connect again we're not going to get we're not going to focus on the brachas on reich we're not going to get into it then he mechaber said that if it's roi lachila ke esrik like an esrik with tapuach or an apple like pri adama shem reich toiv that it has a good smell but feel in a roi lechol neatsmoy ela yede taruvis even if it's something that you can't eat on its own but it has a good smell kama shis bar besayf asif as we'll get to in the end of the sif what's the bracha we make a nice and reach tov with paris I am bel yarabish because of the mishas and pais kamash it's like mash nosan but lashon over that we make asher nosan reach tov not asher no reach tov so now we have these four brachas and yetz hashem tomorrow we continue We will get into when you have to make a bracha and when you don't have to make a bracha. We'll stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem. We will continue tomorrow.